And we're recording. It's Megan
and Brooks.
The sis.
Oh, I gotta say my part, bro. I gotta say, bro. Wait, why are you freeze framed? Are you just like that on my camera?
I don't know. Am I freeze framed?
You were freeze framed on my end, like you look like this.
Oh well. Oh wait, shoot! It says that. Internet connection is unstable. Let me make sure everybody's off the Wi-Fi because we do this podcast in the getaway. Get off the Wi-Fi. I think they'll just get off of what they're using to get on Wi-Fi instead of turning off the Wi-Fi on their device.
So technically it's still on the Wi-Fi.
Still on the Wi-Fi, yeah.
Ooh, let me turn this.
Are you drinking anything tonight?
I am. I'm having something to drink tonight.
Me too. I don't think my cup's big enough though.
It's still freezing up on my end, like you are.
Oh my gosh, that sucks. It's not on my end.
So your recording's still fine. It's just, what about me? Like, is that still going to cause any issues with me in the recording? Like, am I going to be doing that robotic voicing again or freezing up on your end?
I don't think so, because whenever you do the robotic voice, I can hear it. And then when I listen back to the recording, it's the same parts that I heard live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. It's weird seeing you like freeze frame. Like,
am I still freeze framed?
But yeah. Well, I mean, you keep changing. It's like a slideshow. Like all of a sudden you're like this, you're like this for a few seconds and then you go,
oh, well, that's not fun. Very entertaining to watch, so sucks for you.
Yep, I'm missing out. But back to the introduction, though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All right, so wait. So you're going to do, like, are we going to go, like, word by word? Like, welcome to the sis no. Bro.
I don't think so. I think that would be too long. Okay, all right. So, I'm Megan.
And I'm Brooks.
And we're the sis bro.
Show. No, you should probably say a sis bro. You should probably say the whole thing.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm Megan.
And I'm Brooks.
The sis bro show.
A comedy duo.
All right.
There we go. Perfect.
Perfect.
Yep. Clip it. That's our intro every time.
I'm going to have to like hardwire in, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I mean, even before, like it wasn't that bad before.
Yeah. Well, and this computer's a little old. I'm going to have to get a new one.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You should probably hit up our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know you want to buy me a MacBook. No PC for me.
No. I mean, if it's any consolation to any possible sponsors out there, I'm solid. I'm good. I don't need anything.
But me.
Megan, on the other hand.
I need stuff.
She needs.
I need a computer and I need a microphone. And I need a new house.
Studio?
Yes.
The Cisbro, Cisbro Show Studio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cisbro Show Studios. Mm-hmm. Triple S.
Live from New York.
It's the Cisbro Show.
Cisbro Show. Cisbro Show Studio.
Or.
Is that the abbreviation for it?
SSS.
Comedy duo.
Perfect. Mm. Oh man, now you're freezing on me.
I am freezing on you. Am I getting robotic though? Like, how's my voice?
Your voice is fine. It's just your face.
Well, I mean, it's a common occurrence, I suppose. As long as my voice is good. Because you can probably still just throw up like a graphic and just run the audio.
Yeah. I mean, I do the clips, but then again, like, even with the clips, we can, you know, overlay some images and such. Yeah.
Edit those in there.
Right, right.
So first of all, real quick, I do want to ask about the previous episode, because you sent me a link to listen to mm-hmm. someone, and I could not access it.
Yeah. So, hold on, and let's see if I can pull it up and let you listen live. Like, I don't know how that works. It allows me to put it in the episode, mm-hmm. but I don't know if you can hear it. So let's try that.
You don't have a way of like broadcasting it like through your headset?
I have no idea. Let me try. I hope this doesn't cause any issues, me actually having to log into something.
It's gonna blow it up.
Live from Ghetto Studios, this is Brojo.
What was the message you got about your internet during that? When it was like messing up, you're like, unstable internet?
Yeah, the internet connection is unstable.
Yeah, maybe we can be unstable studios. Want to do a recording? Come on down to Unstable Studios. We're all right.
And see, all right, so what I don't like is there's nowhere to listen to it if I log in. So I have to actually go to the email and click on the clip. Mm. It's weird.
Yeah, because just tell me what the clip said. Do a reenactment of, because you said someone sent you a voice message. Mm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. About I really want you to hear it, though, if you can. And if
I really want to hear it.
Then I'll do the reenactment. But it was about a sighting of the great white monkey bat.
Really?
Yes.
Did they happen to say where this was located in the area of?
Hold on, and I'll let you hear it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, why are you doing that? I'm also thinking of, like, I got this weird, like, gray in my beard. You know, we talked about that in the first episode.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I think I'm just, like, shaving my chin and getting, like, the mutton chops.
Oh, God.
The long mutton chops.
Yes, I vote yes, do that.
like Sabretooth from X-Men, the mm-hmm. original X-Men, not Sabretooth from the Wolverine movies.
Mm. Yeah, do that.
Thinking about doing it.
All right, here
maybe
we go.
Even on a live podcast, I'll take some clippers to it.
All right, I'm going to try to play it, and you tell me if you can hear it, okay?
All right, let me throw my other earbud in, too.
Okay.
All right, hit it.
Did you hear that?
It was, like, very low, like, in the background.
Hmm. Dang. I think you could hear it from my... All right, let me see. Let's see what I could do here.
Like, I heard it from your headset?
Mm-hmm. I wonder if I could share my screen. No, because then you'll still just hear me. It's just going to let me, like, add it to... the episode so we can play it, but I want you to hear it. You know what I mean?
Is there any way to like upload it like we did with the mermaid? What we uploaded it to Facebook but made it private or something?
Yeah, see, this is weird though, because it only lets me add it to the episode. It won't let me like download it. Oh, there it goes. Download audio file.
Uh-oh, did we just figure something out?
I might have. All right.
Did we just smart it up in here?
Mm-hmm. Whoop, whoop.
Shit.
All right. I'm downloading it now. But so if y'all didn't listen last week, we talked about the great white monkey bat, something that I saw when I was in high school. And then Brooke saw years later. Yeah. We decided it was like 13 years later, mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah, this was in rural North Carolina, close to the Virginia border, centralish North Carolina. We won't say where because we know y'all guys want to stalk us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've downloaded it. Now let me see what I can do here.
Oh, why are you doing that too? Do we have any fan mail to read?
No. We don't.
Oh, well, let me check here. No. Check the, nope, nothing.
All right, I'm going to try this and you tell me.
Okay, what are you trying?
If you can hear it, I'm going to share the screen.
Okay.
And then, let's see here.
Oh.
Can you see it? Oh gosh, I clicked it before. It was share the, all right, hold on a minute. There's an option to share the audio. So let me try again.
Okay.
Share computer sound. Okay. What? The Zoom audio device? Please restart your audio sharing application. Okay, no. No, it's not going to work.
I can see it.
Okay. Can you hear it?
It's really low. What's the volume at?
All right, hold on. Let's see here. It's full blast. Oh, it's
full blast, yeah. It's super low. I can't make out what they're saying.
All right, hold on.
You're just going to have to play it and get the for the podcast and give me the reenactment so I can do like a secondary response. And maybe you can like edit out your reenactment. That way you can like cut. Also, it's like my response, like, whoa.
Well, let's see if you can hear it if I do this.
Okay.
This is Geraldine. So me and my husband were on our way to Denny's. My husband's name is Merle. He's passed away now. We were on our way to Denny's, and we look up in the tree, similar to your story. And we see the great white monkey bat, as you called it. He sat up there and just watched our car. As we drove down the road a little bit, he opened up his wings and flew at us. Just like your story. Merle was driving. Merle was really old, and he just started, he was scared to death. So was I. It was scary. We kept on driving a little bit down the road, and we didn't see him no more. But that had to be the same thing. So, yeah.
I couldn't really understand what they were saying. I heard something about it had to be what you guys were talking about. Were they eating during this?
It sounded like it.
Like I heard like, and
so it was Geraldine, and she said that her and her husband were on their way to Denny's. Merle, her husband, he's passed away now, but he was driving, and they saw something up in the trees, and then it flew at us.
Did she describe it, or did she say, is that the part where she said that
it looked like the great white monkey bat from what we said, what we called it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll add the clip to this podcast, like where I let you listen to it, it's actually going to be the clip.
gotcha. Okay. And then did she say where this was located at, area-wise or seasonal?
Somewhere near Denny's.
Somewhere near Denny's. All right, then narrows it down. Let's see, were we? I think we were closer to an IHOP when on our sightings.
Yeah, I think so too. Maybe he's going, you know, different breakfast restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, to maybe figure out
what he likes. If he likes the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Yeah.
Or the what's Denny's? Oh God, what is Denny's? Like the I know what it is. Hold on. So it's the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity's IHOP, right?
I don't even know what that is.
No, it was a long time ago, and then Denny's had something similar. Mm. I know they have eggs over my hammy.
I've heard of that before.
Yeah. It's something that they have. I can't remember. Let me look it up. Google.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I mean, she stated that they were attacked by it, that it flew down at them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. but I think it was a prank caller.
Yeah, what makes you say that?
Because I'm pretty sure it was one of my kids.
Was it Henry?
It was Henry. That's a pretty good storyteller, though, just to come up with.
We should probably bring Henry in on this and get his depiction. Like, all right, when you're with your husband.
Merle. All right, so he sent it as Geraldine Quentin.
Geraldine Quentin?
Yeah, Quentin. Mm-hmm. Quentin. So Geraldine and Merle. Ooh. On their way to Denny's. Saw the Great White Monkey Bad. Because my kids have nothing better to do than to troll
the podcast. Well, that's good. I guess in this segment, we should probably ask for people to call in and get some more information and see what we get.
Yeah. Come on. We want to hear your paranormal experiences, especially if you've seen anything close to the Great White Monkey Bat. And if you don't know, then you need to listen to last week's podcast episode. Episode number 3 and number 4 talks about the Great White Monkey Bat. So definitely have a listen. Are you there?
I am.
Okay. You froze again while you were taking a sip.
Oh, yeah. I'm already in the fridge getting another one.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I'm trying not to burp.
All right. So on this episode of our podcast, we got quite a few things to talk about.
Yes, we do.
One being that Valentine's Day is coming up. I believe at the time of the recording, we're recording this on February 8th.
Yes, that's correct.
This upcoming Friday. So it's currently Saturday, February 8th. This upcoming Friday?
It's Saturday.
Saturday?
Yes, it's Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So Saturday, so next week.
No, Friday is, Friday's Valentine's Day. Today is Saturday. I thought you were saying, what today? What today is it?
What today is it?
We used to say that when we were young.
Yeah, we were super country.
We were. We would need subtitles if we played any of our home videos.
I legit did that when we put in an old home video. I was probably in high school. And there I was, and I had no idea what I was saying. I walked up the camera, and I was like, and I started crawling all over, like, the rocking chair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, what did I just say?
Yeah, I remember they were recording one time and I got mad and I was in the bedroom and they came in there with the camera and I was like, if y'all don't get out of here, I'm going to break it.
I remember that. I'm going to break it. Stop it. I'm going to break it.
We talked so country. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, we made a pretty good effort on cleaning that up though. Like you can still hear our southern accent.
Yeah.
But it is like, if you think it's bad, it is not. It is not bad.
No. Like, my kids do not talk country compared to what I talked when I was younger. Yeah.
Yeah, we were country.
It was pretty bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, a couple things to talk about. It's Valentine's Day's coming up, as you were saying.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you want me to continue?
I mean, I don't know what you want to talk about.
Oh, okay. So, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is coming up, and we're going to talk about just Valentine's stuff in general. Maybe even some Valentine's Day murders. I think you have some Valentine's Day murders.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, what you said.
Yeah, not for the murdy. Murdery?
The victim.
Murdered. Oh, yeah, the victim. I guess that makes more sense. The victim. Murdy? The murdery. Not the murderer, but the murdery.
The slain.
The slain.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we have a couple of stories like that to talk about. Mm-hmm. Which is definitely going to be all you, like, because that was a topic that you brought up. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm down for that.
Well, I thought about it because of the Valentine's Day massacre, you know, back in 1929. Mob massacred those people in Chicago.
Yep, the the infamous 1929 Valentine's Day murders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, everyone knows about that, but for those who don't, maybe you should tell them about it.
Oh, well, how I learned of it was watching the Golden Girls.
What? What? Wait, what?
Okay. Do you watch the Golden Girls?
I mean, I've seen the Golden Girls. I don't make it a point to be like, ooh, Golden Girls is on. Let me sit down and watch this.
You should watch it because it's hilarious. Like, Kevin always talks junk, but if he sits down and watches it with me, I catch him laughing at it. I'm like, see, you think it's funny, but you don't want to admit that you think the Golden Girls is funny. Because it is. It's my favorite show. I've watched the whole series multiple times. But Sophia, the oldest one, she's Dorothy's mother. She's in her 80s during the show. Really, her character's in her 80s, but really she was like almost the youngest on the show. Anyways, every time she tells a story, she says, picture it, you know? And then she'll tell a story and it'll tie into something historical. Like she did one where she had an affair with Picasso and where she invented like Mamma Mia's pizza or something like that. It's just, it's hilarious. And she tells one story about how her and her husband and their friends were going on a trip and they stopped at this gas station in Chicago in 1929 on Valentine's Day. And she thought her husband had forgot and he brought her like a thing of chocolates or whatever. And then they heard gunshots and they had to leave because it was the Valentine's Day massacre. And so I knew it was like something historical. So I started looking into it because I wanted to know more about the Valentine's Day massacre.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And all right. So, you know, Babyface, you know, the mobster, right?
The mobster Babyface.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think I saw him on Oh Brother, We're Out There.
Oh, yeah. It's Al Capone, right? Isn't he Babyface? Is that right?
Al Capone is Babyface?
No, he's not, right? I don't know my mobs, okay? I don't know my mob leader.
I
mean,
I know there was Al Capone, and I know there was a Babyface. I don't know if there was a lay person.
And Tony Soprano.
And Tony Soprano. I know there was him. There's also the professional. He was a hitman for like an Italian mob who took in that little girl. I don't know if you've seen that movie. That's a great movie.
What movie is it?
It's called The Professional.
Mm-mm.
He's like a hitman, but he's like an illiterate hitman. And he takes in, what is that little girl from? Hang on. Natalie Portman. She's like a little girl. And it's Natalie Portman. The guy who plays the hitman, the professional, is he's a French speaking guy. He was in that Godzilla movie with Matthew Broderick, where, you know, he had to stand like Elvis to get into like a location or something.
Was he in The Patriot, the French guy?
I think so. I think he was.
The only French guy in The Patriot?
No, it might not have been him then.
You know the guy? I like that guy.
That guy's good.
That guy's good.
But not that guy.
Was he in a Meg Ryan movie?
I don't know.
But Matthew Broderick was in the Meg Ryan movie with him, too.
Matthew Broderick, are we doing, what is this, like, will you link them together? What is that?
I don't know.
9 steps away or something like that, or 7 steps from heaven or some or shit? What is it?
6 degrees or something.
6 degrees from heaven? Is that what
Kevin
it is?
Kevin Bacon, no. They're thinking of, like, an old, like, like, high school game where you get locked in a closet with somebody.
Oh, I thought you got locked in the closet with them, and then you try to figure out movies. Is that not it?
Oh, that's why. Yeah, you weren't very popular in high school.
I mean, I got locked in plenty of closets with girls, and we got in there, and you know, we sat down, and you know, she looked all nervous, and I was like, okay, so Kevin Bacon was in this movie, and that's probably why they didn't participate. Oh, honestly.
Mm-mm. And then they talked about you at school the next day, like, this guy.
I thought they were bragging when I was like, this guy, all he does is talk about movies. I was like, thanks, I do. I know my movies.
Okay, what's the name of the movie? I'm going to look him up.
The Professional.
Okay.
And Gary Oldman's in it. He's one of the, he's like the bad guy.
Oh, I like Gary Oldman. He's in the ape movie.
The what?
The Revenge of the Apes or something?
Yeah. More like the kind of the remakes of Planet of the Ape movies.
Yeah.
So we just went off on this whole tangent about this movie, the movie The Professional,
Which is
like a great movie.
Jean Reno is the Frenchman. Is that who you're talking about?
He's
a French actor of Spanish descent. He has like the circle glasses. Is that his?
Yeah. In the movie, The Professional, he has those circle shades.
He wasn't neither of those guys I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right, yeah. But I know who you're talking about now.
Yes, so that guy, he's a professional.
Yeah.
And he was in a mob. That's how we got off on that tangent, is the mob.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, yeah, anyway, back to the Valentine's Day murders.
Okay, Al Capone is not Babyface. George Nelson was Babyface.
George Nelson.
Which was his alias, his real name, was Lester Joseph Gillis. Yeah.
Which was also an alias. His real name was Al Capone. Oddly
enough. Al Capone wanted to like take out his rivals of bootleg, and you know what bootlegging is?
Yeah, running alcohol.
Yeah, because this was during Prohibition when alcohol was illegal, and that's how the mob made their money.
In the 1920s.
Mm-hmm. Bootlegging. And so these rival bootleggers were in Chicago and they just like massacred them. I mean, there's more to the story, but you know, pretty much the whole premise is Valentine's Day massacre. They got massacred.
So it was mob based and it was like rival mobs like gunning down other mobs or running alcohol?
Well, it was like the Irish gang against the Italian gang. And they were rivals, not just ethnicity, but also because they were rival bootleggers.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
So and rival, just because ethnicity, which is why they were running alcohol on the Underground Railroad. Right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right.
With Rosa Parks.
It's technically unsolved. It was never officially linked to Al Capone, but everybody knew.
It was one of those.
Mm-hmm. Because like, he probably paid off people, the cops.
Like, hey, do you know about this? And they'd be like, no. And they're like nodding towards Al Capone, like, I don't know nothing, officer.
Apparently, they didn't ask Sophia because she was there.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you learned about the Valentine's Day massacre?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, I never would have thought of that. I mean, when you hear Valentine's Day massacre, you don't think of, you know, rival mobs like killing each other. You know, you think it'd be Valentine's Day related.
You think it'd be lovers.
Like a bunch of disgruntled, like flower delivery men. like single, and they're like, I'm tired of this shit. They just go nuts and start like gunning down people.
Mm-hmm. Don't you be delivering flowers on my turf.
So, I mean, this is
the only one.
Well,
Dirk and spread joy on just date.
I mean, it was unsolved, so who knows?
Mm-hmm. Was it rival mobs?
Or was it
rival florists?
The old Cupid gang.
Shall ever know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but let me ask you this. We could find out if it's rival florist if we can get to the bottom of it and figure out who provided flowers for the funerals.
Oh, because obviously whoever provided flowers was like the winner of the gunfight.
Yes, exactly.
That is good. I feel like me and you're going to have like this whole Da Vinci Code kind of like moment where we're going through and backtracking.
If they won, then why would they be sending flowers to the people they killed?
Because it would be a dead giveaway.
It would.
But how many people? how many florists in town would step up and be like, hey, we'll provide the flowers for the losers of this battle? Because then wouldn't that just make them a target?
It would. And then the florist that won would be like, oh, yeah. Oh, no. Anybody gonna buy flowers for this funeral is gonna be with us.
I see another movie concept here.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm. I think we have. I mean, it'd be more dramatic, of course. It wouldn't be as comical as the mermaid one.
No, it would be.
Would be a serious drama of rival florists.
Yep, and they'll be holding like bouquets of roses, and then all of a sudden, out of the bouquets will come machine guns.
Tommy guns. That's what they had back then, was Tommy guns.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, so delivery, they motherfucker.
Yeah. They dump chocolates on the dead bodies. Like, sprinkle it on them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I'd go to theaters to watch this. This sounds like The Departed, but like in the 1920s, and with a even better storyline.
You're right. Yeah. Not as long. Mm-hmm. That movie was long.
It was. It was a long movie, but it was a good movie.
It was pretty good.
It was good.
It kind of made me hate what's his name.
Jack Mark Nicholson? Wahlberg. Oh.
No, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yeah.
All of the above.
Mark Wahlberg was good, right? Or bad. I can't remember.
I don't know.
So speaking of Mark Wahlberg, we heard the song, the Marky Mark song, you know?
Oh, the old school Marky Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids had no idea it was Mark Wahlberg. Like, they didn't believe me. Henry had to, like, look it up on his phone.
Do you know he used to be a model for, like,
Calvin Klein?
Yeah, Calvin Klein. Yeah, yeah, he was a model for Calvin Klein.
I know a lot about men. Mm-hmm. Would you like to quiz me?
Why do I know a lot about men?
I know. You definitely do know.
I mean, I didn't know who he modeled for. I knew he was a model, though.
Mm. Well, it was Calvin Klein.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they had no idea Marky Mark was Mark Wahlberg.
Hmm. Well, now they know. Knowledge is power.
Right. And when he was, like, really young, he, like, was in, like, gangs and stuff and was some kind of badass. Mm. Yeah.
It was also his success story of getting out the ghetto.
In the ghetto. In the ghetto. See, I know that as an Elvis song. You know that from South Park.
True, I do. I know that from South Park. But so, all right, so aside from the our theories on the massacre, the Valentine's Day massacre back in, was it 1920s?
1929.
Okay, 1929.
Around the same time the stock market crashed.
Connection? Possibly.
Maybe people were scared to buy flowers.
Maybe. Maybe the purchase because prohibition, you know, people weren't buying so many flowers because they weren't getting drunk and upsetting, you know, their significant other and having to buy flowers.
That's true. But the bootleggers, there were bootleggers.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know. I'll do some digging. I'm telling you, Da Vinci Code, me and you.
Well, you know the Andy Griffith episode where the two old ladies had to steal, but they said it was like a flower-making machine? Do you remember that?
I don't remember that episode.
They told Opie it was a flower-making machine.
Well, they're steel?
Yeah, they're steel, because he found it.
Oh, good.
And nobody was, like, giving them up. Because all these people were getting drunk, like Otis, and he wouldn't tell Andy and Barney where he got the booze from. And then Opie brought home some flowers and this water from the flower-making machine.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember that episode.
And then Barney took an axe and pow, pow, pow. I love Andy Griffith.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, don't.
Well, aside from the massacre, are there any other Valentine's Day murders that you know about?
Yes. Dr. John Hamilton.
Dr. John Hamilton.
Yes, yes, yes.
Of the Hamiltons. Is what you...
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So, what are you talking about?
Valentine's Day 2001. He ordered an expensive bouquet of flowers.
Coincidence? I think not.
For his wife, Susan. But she never lived to see them.
Bam, bam. Mm-hmm.
He came home between surgeries, and he allegedly found his wife dead in a pool of her blood. Mm-hmm. She had been strangled with two of his neckties, and her skull was beaten, and her brain was exposed.
Now, with her her brain being beaten out of her, did they, I mean, was it like a blunt object, something pointy? Did they know?
They don't know.
They don't know what the object was used for the brain hitting.
So the cops believed him at first, but then they found a note that she had left him saying that she bought her cards, which I'm guessing are Valentine's cards, 2 weeks ago. But she said, so I guess maybe they don't seem appropriate now, but I do love you. Have a good day.
Suspicious.
And then her family confirmed she was considering divorce after discovering him making sordid phone calls with a stripper. Then the police found traces of blood and flesh in Dr. Hamilton's car. Then they also found Susan's jewelry hidden in an underwear drawer,
which was originally reported as stolen?
Yes. He wanted to make it seem like a robbery.
Suspicious. Now, why do they find that stuff in his car, though? Did he try to, like, move the body and then, like, decided against it?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think, like, he did it and then went back to surgery and then came home and said he found her that way. So maybe he did it before he left for work in the morning.
I mean, some got on him and kind of like trailed on him.
Because he had blood splatter on his shirt, and there was an expert that testified that it was consistent with somebody beating his wife. Now, I don't know what kind of blood splatter you got to have on your shirt to be like, hey, did you beat your wife?
I mean, is that like a thing though? Like people walking down the street and they got like a blood splatter on them? I'm like, look at that motherfucker. He just got done beating his wife.
I think so.
And they're spelling out on him like wife beater. And he's like, oh shit.
That's what made. The court documents would lead you to believe. And then the jury convicted him of murder within 2 hours of deliberation.
Two hours?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty certain. I mean, I watched something not too long ago. I don't think it was Valentine's Day related, but this man, I mean, you know, he murdered his wife, but at first it made it look like a suicide, and she left a note like that before they really got into it. I was watching some show, and before they got into it, they're like, they found her body. You know, the husband called in, you know, he had found their body and a note that she left, a suicide note. And they showed the note and I said, come on, that note's typed up. That bitch was murdered. You know she was murdered. Don't nobody type up and print out their suicide note.
Oh, God. They gotta make sure that shit is legible.
Yeah. And so it was a woman's family who came and, like, tried to, like, really press the police. Like, hey, you need to look more into this.
Right.
This is suspicious.
So the police didn't even. They were like, oh, typed up suicide letter. Like, you know,
oh, wow, she left a typed up suicide letter. This is suicide. Let's move on. Case closed. And me just sitting on the couch watching this stuff. Me just sitting there. I was like,
okay, so was this real? Like, was it true crime?
This was a real, like, true crime. Like, I was watching, like, a show about these, like, real true crimes and, like, these real people. They showed, like, real footage of, like, the murder scene and, like, the court cases and stuff.
Oh, do you remember when you were living with me and I used to watch Forensic Files and you would, like, make fun of me and then you sat on the couch and watch, like, hours with me?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I made fun of that shit, and that shit's, like, legit.
Right.
That's probably what I actually saw now. I probably watched it on that.
Forensic Files. Yeah.
Forensic Files. But it made me just think of that because, like, I watch so much of that stuff now that I'm like a detective because the cops were just quick to dismiss, like, oh, suicide. And not one detective was like, wait a minute, typed up suicide letter.
Right. This is suspicious.
Suspicious.
Nah, don't want to do the paperwork. Suicide.
Yeah, suicide. Stamp it. Move it along. Next case.
You know, people view murderers in a certain light, I think. Now.
Wait, what? Hang on, wait a minute. Where is this going? You so hear the society.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. Let me finish. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Please proceed with this thought.
You hear, all right, man murders his friend, and you're like, oh man, I can't believe that man would murder his friend. He has got to be a monster. And then, you know, man murders his children. Oh, that's horrible. How the hell could he murder his children? And then it's man murders his wife. And people are like,
like,
what his wife do? Yeah. My boss, my old boss, like, I worked for an agency a few years ago. And he was telling me that his dad would bring home convicts to, like, work around his house. They would give them a day pass. And he was trying to rehabilitate them and introduce them to God, you know, those types of people. And there's this one man that would come to his house a lot, and he would clean out the gutters, and everybody, all the family liked him because my boss was one of six kids. So there was a lot of kids around the house. They would all talk to him. And then one day, his mom, after he'd been to the house a few dozen times, the mom was like, what did he even do to get put in jail? And his dad was like, oh, he just murdered his wife. Like, that's not a big deal. It's just his wife.
Yeah. Not like he murdered any babies or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, when people murder their spouse,
I think it's probably like cliche. It's like it's happened so much. It's just like, oh shit, what's going down here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure if someone, I mean, that's what they say. Isn't the cops say that? Like, if someone turns up dead, then it's most likely the husband or the wife.
Yeah.
I guess that's who it is.
Right.
You know, 9 times out of 10, mm-hmm. it's the husband or wife.
Or the boyfriend, girlfriend, but usually husband, wife.
Yeah.
And most people feel like, it was just their spouse. Okay. Another case that happened on Valentine's Day. Do you remember the Olympic athlete? His name was Oscar Pistorius.
To do with the legs.
Yes, the fake legs.
The lack of legs.
Yeah, he had no legs.
Because he had no legs.
And he shot his girlfriend through the bathroom door.
Like, I don't remember, I don't know the specifics. I just remember hearing about it and how his story didn't match up with, like, what happened.
Right.
And he kind of got caught in a lie.
Because he said that he thought he heard an intruder and that he was acting in self-defense. But he shot her through the bathroom, and there's only one way to get in the bathroom, and that was through the door.
Wait, was she in the bathroom or was he in the bathroom?
She was in the bathroom.
She was in the bathroom, and he thought she was an intruder.
Even though...
he was using the restroom.
Even though he would have had to have seen the intruder go into the bathroom.
I mean, let's examine this.
Mm-hmm.
He's laid up in bed, and all of a sudden, he hears the toilet flush. And he goes, is that a toilet? And he looks, and he sees the light under the door. And he's like, what the fuck is in that bathroom?
Mm-hmm. What are they going to do to me? I ain't got no legs. Yeah. I can't defend myself.
I can't kick them. I was wrong.
Though he's got these fake, like, you know, they look like. Yeah.
I mean, steals. Honestly, I think that, like, that gets in the whole topic of, like, you know, augmented humans. Because, I mean, did that give him any type of, like, advantage? He's got, like, a little extra spring in his step. Because
right.
I mean, he's essentially like a cyborg.
Exactly.
Anyway, so he hears the toilet flush.
Yeah, somebody putting on their makeup.
Somebody's in that bathroom. He hears the sink turn on. Someone's washing their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because they're about to do something bad to him.
Exactly.
So he shoots through the motherfucking door.
He does. And he kills her.
And
they later found out that she had been texting her friend saying that he aggressively snaps at her and that she's scared of him.
Hmm.
I'm thinking she forgot to get him something for Valentine's Day.
Mm.
And him was mad.
Was this on Valentine's Day?
It was on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe she got him shoes and she was just being really mean.
Ooh, yeah. Like, throws them at him and shit.
Yeah. I got you new shoes. Bitch, I can't wear them.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad then if you'd let Terrell, like, this motherfucking bitch. I'm gonna wait until she gets in the bathroom, and I'm gonna shoot her to the door.
Now I'm gonna say it's an intruder. I'm gonna get away with it. Mm-hmm. But he didn't. A jury found him guilty.
Damn.
Yeah. And he was not happy about being guilty.
Oh, God.
But he's in jail now, and I hope they don't listen to podcasts in jail.
Maybe. I mean, they got a lot of time on their hands.
If he ever gets out on parole. Well,
maybe we hashtag
the bathroom around him. Oh, God. Okay. So this Baptist minister.
Oh, we're on the next one already. Okay. We're just trucking along these Valentine's Day murders.
This is like what I read this one. This was how the person put it that was writing the article on it. Mm-hmm. I quote, on Valentine's Day 2013, Minister Nathan Leithold gave his children's Valentine's Day before school, but the only thing he gave his wife was a bullet through the face.
Damn. The gift that keeps on giving, mm-hmm, until it's done and you're dead.
So what gave this guy away was investigators found he had made hundreds of internet searches about how to most effectively kill someone.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah. He Googled how much poison a human body could withstand and how to quietly fire a 40 caliber Glock handgun, the weapon he used to murder his wife. Yeah. And then he had used his children's college fund to give his mistress as hush money to not tell the police they were having an affair. And the mistress was at the house a lot because she was teaching the children how to speak Lithuanian, which is an actual language.
Which turns out, I did my research, is an actual language.
It is. I did look that up. I knew there was a country.
That's probably the most surprising thing in the whole story. The most surprising thing I heard is that Lithuanian is an actual language.
It is. It is. And Lithuania is the actual country.
Learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah. And the jury, it took them 90 minutes to find him guilty.
Damn.
I mean, come on. There's a lot of evidence against him.
I mean, that did. That seemed to kind of stack up on him.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, the searches and shit.
I mean, on Valentine's Day, too, you can't do it, like, the day after, the day before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's just messed tore up.
All right, here's another one.
Like, this is just like so messed up on Valentine's Day. All right, here's the next one.
So, Stacy Shoeck? Shoeck? S-H-O-E-C-K.
Shoke.
Shoke.
Oh, Shoke.
Stacy Shoeck.
Yes, you gotta say it like that too. Mm-hmm. Stacy Shoeck.
She really wanted her fifth husband dead.
What happened to the other four?
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. I only assumed she killed him, but so her fifth husband, she really wanted him dead. She hired a personal trainer who also moonlighted as a hitman. It's good to have multiple streams of income. When did this take place?
Like what year this was?
I could find out. It didn't say, but
I mean, how's that come up? Like, you know, during personal training, and you're like, all right, come on. You can get a couple more. Keep going. Like, man, I really wish somebody was dead. And it's like, well, you know.
Happened 2010.
2010?
Mm-hmm. Happened in 2010. Okay. So the trainer's nickname was Mr. Results.
Wait, that was like his nickname?
Yeah.
And for her husband, training and for a hitman? I mean, the dude's like perfect.
I guess. And then when they describe her husband, they call him an air balloon enthusiast. So, I mean, come on. They really could have made it seem like an accident. But no, what they did was she told him she wanted to exchange cards in a public park, and then dude just comes up and shoots him. Instead of making it seem like it was an accident in his hot air balloon, the dude just shoots him in broad daylight in a park.
Hmm.
And then she claimed her husband's $500,000 insurance policy immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that should probably raise some red flags there. But it's like, hey, your husband is dead. Yeah, I'm sorry to give you that news. And she's like, hang on a minute, I'm on the phone.
I gotta get that money.
Yeah, so hang on a second. I gotta finish this call.
And I gotta pay somebody.
I gotta pay my personal trainer because he gets results.
Like super good. Yeah. But like she, instead of doing it in person, you know, during her personal training sessions, she plans the whole thing over phone calls, and the cops got the recordings of her phone calls.
Who recorded?
I don't know. It just said they got recordings of it. I have no idea who was recording. Maybe the personal trainer, so he would remember.
Yeah, probably the personal trainer. He was like probably the only one who could like probably use this like against people. Like if shit goes, it's like sour, mm-hmm. and then you can turn around and be like, "Hey, I got recordings of all of our conversations." Mm-hmm. So you better keep your mouth shut.
But let's do this.
Why would the wife do it? Why would the wife record the call? Like, hey, I'm gonna record this call just in case shit goes south.
I'm gonna record this call just in case you don't do it, then I can get a refund. Because I'm gonna take
then
to
I
court.
Can submit this to the Better Business Bureau.
Mr. Results will be no more.
Mr. No Results.
Yeah. So she was sentenced. But I don't think she got life. No, she did. She got life. And so did Mr. Results. And a work colleague who helped him plan it. I don't know what part he played.
But whose work colleague? Hers or his?
I think it was hers. I got to find a better article because this one didn't go into too much detail.
Because now I'm curious. Like, is there, like, and I'm starting to be worried about personal trainers and their moonlighting, like their extracurricular activities of, you know, what they're up to when they're not up in the gym.
Okay. It was a third person who allegedly acted as the go-between for Mr. Results and Stacy.
Oh, maybe they recorded it.
Mm-hmm. But they were sentenced to life without parole. So if they had recorded it, I would have made a deal. Whoever recorded it didn't make no deal.
But you said all of them got life, though, right?
They all got life. So maybe the cops have been following Mr. Results and they recorded it, but they didn't want to stop it or something.
They were like suspicious.
Yeah.
And they were like doing surveillance, and then like they were sitting up in the van, you know, doing their surveillance thing. And they're like, yeah, he's in the park right now. And then one guy turns to the other, it's like, hey, we probably should have done something. He just shot that guy. And it's like, what? He just shot that guy. We've been watching this guy this whole time, and he just shot that guy.
Yeah. We probably should have stopped him before. Yeah,
we probably should. I mean, we had the recordings. We knew something was going down.
But now we got him.
But now we definitely got him. He's going to wait for a long time.
And that the wife was also having an affair. It doesn't say with who, but I can only assume Mr. Results.
Mr. Results.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's one. That's another one. I'm trying to find another one. This one's not funny.
Wait, the one we just did or the one you were looking at?
No, the one I'm looking at because he stabs her 20 times.
20 times?
Yeah, and he was only sentenced to 60 years in prison, not even life. But I guess depending on how old he is, I guess that's life.
Why, was he old?
I mean, if he's 20, then he'll be 80. The girlfriend was 25 years old, so I can only assume he was 40. She had restraining orders on him. And, like, he emailed her these threats. trust me, baby girl, you are going to lose everything. As God is my witness, punishment is on the way, so be prepared. You will have nothing but bad luck. You hear me? Remember this email when karma bites you in the ass. You will have to answer to God first for screwing James' family over because of all the things he did for you.
It's one of those things where cops, like, she probably went to the cops and they're like, hey, we can't do anything until he actually does something. And then he did something.
Yeah, he kills her.
And he kills her.
Now we can put him in jail. Yeah. So, like, she turned him in for restraining, for violating the restraining order, but they didn't arrest him in time. Of course not.
Well, usually how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But I vote that we do a quick bathroom break.
Okay, we can do that.
I have to use the bathroom.
Well, listen to a word from our sponsor. And we hope you like that word from our sponsor that we recorded.
So whenever you do that, do you have to like edit that in? Like, how does that work?
So within the app that I uploaded, I just splice it and then put the pre-recorded thing in there. So once we get more sponsors, which we will, because we're hilarious, it'll rotate them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
My word.
Mm-hmm. So far, we've made like 15 cents.
Oh, snap.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, Mia.
Okay. Valentine's Day murders. I got one more.
You got one more?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Valentine's Day, 2007. Okay. So this was right before I found out I was pregnant with Henry.
Mm.
But, you know, not local to these people. Stephen Grant notified law enforcement that his wife was missing. And then after they interviewed him, they realized that there's 5 days had gone by before he had reported her missing. So there's 5 days that Stephen can't account for. And then when he saw that the police were on to him, he went on a media bonanza, they called it, where he was accusing the police of harassment. Like, he went on all these different talk shows and was accusing the police of harassing him.
Mm.
When all he wanted to do was find his wife. So the police finally got a search warrant for his home, and they found pieces of her body on the floor of his garage. Like, he couldn't even, like, I thought,
like, sweep that up.
Why can you clean that up? But what happened was, he had originally dumped her body in a park, but then he heard that the police were going to search that park, so he went and got her pieces back and took him to their house. Because he heard the police would be searching the park.
Huh.
And he thought, the police ain't got no reason to search my house. You know, it's just my wife that's missing.
Boy, was he wrong.
Mm-hmm. So they, whenever he heard that they were going to search his house, he fled the state. But the police caught up to him in Michigan.
Yep, that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. He confessed saying that he killed her. Because she belittled him and bit him.
Wait, hang on. She bit his dog.
Oh, she bit your dog, eh?
Oh, she bit his dog, eh?
No. She belittled him and then bit him. Hmm. But they didn't say it was self-defense. He's got 50 years in prison.
Yeah.
And that's the last one I got. I'm sure there's other Valentine's Day murders, but those are the ones that I found the most titillating. I don't know.
what an interesting Valentine's Day special. I'm sure there's... I mean, I was about to say, I'm pretty sure there's no one else covering Valentine's Day murders, but there's, I think there's like podcasts like dedicated to murderers.
Probably. And they're probably going to do Valentine's Day
murder. They're probably
doing that. Because they probably caught wind we was going to do it, and they were like, oh.
They picked up and like, hey, Sis Bro Show, they on top of this. We got to get to it. I see him sitting around like in the newsroom. Like, what do you got for me?
Right, right. I don't know what's going on downstairs, but every time I do the podcast, I can hear yelling and screaming. And it's like, is a murder happening downstairs? I don't know. I got a podcast to do.
We've been way tired of the podcast.
Yes. I can stand to lose a few kids.